SAP, as of today, and has been for a very long time, is one of the biggest software makers on the planet. They're massive. You go ahead and Google them right now if you want. They're absolutely huge. But how did they get started? How did they go from like nothing to something in the billions over a very short time frame and then hold that position for a very long time frame? Well, I'll show you. They started by selling or creating a bespoke software based off Oracle. Oracle is a database management technology company. So they build these huge databases. So SAP would effectively take Oracle's technology, make a slightly bespoke version of it, and pitch it to these companies here. So McKinsey and Company, Deloitte, and Accenture. These are business consultancies. Now, what do business consultancies do? Well, business consultancies go and consult big businesses, right? That's their business. They want to go out to Ford and Toyota and Kraft and Johnson & Johnson, Unilever, and you name it. Their job is to go out and provide consultancy services. So what SAP did was they leveraged the technology with Oracle, and they went to the consulting firms and they said, hey, we'll create for you the technology that you need in a bespoke way to match the needs of the companies that you're going to work with. And we'll do it in such a way that it's going to be fantastic for them. It's going to be fantastic for you. And so what happened here is this. These business consultancies essentially became the sales force, the mechanism for which SAP could now access this market of big business. They sold SAP's product for them. All SAP had to do was provide the foundation technology. And of course, Oracle provided that foundation technology to SAP. So Oracle's winning because they got paid. SAP's winning because they definitely got paid. These business consultancy platforms have a fantastic product that they can now implement into their huge big clients. So they're happy because they got paid and they're able to manage these accounts. And of course, the clients are happy because they got what they wanted. Okay, it's a win-win-win scenario. Everyone here is winning and everyone here is happy. Okay, but you can see this connection. All right. And there's a couple other benefits that go along with this too. SAP's brand is now firmly embedded in the infrastructure and architecture of these different businesses. These consulting companies are now managing those accounts. So there's this consistent workaround, this harmonious ecosystem now that's been built, that's kind of serving them for life until if these companies decide to opt for something completely different, which is going to be pretty difficult because their entire businesses now, their backbone has been built on this foundation technology originated from SAP or Oracle. Now SAP has actually gone on to create other platforms or software that actually is away from Oracle, but that's going a bit too deep. I hope you get the point. The point I'm making here is that whilst it's really great to think small business and to think, how do we execute? How do we use different platforms to just promote our businesses and our brands? There's a trick that we're missing a lot of the time, and that is partnering up or collaborating with other businesses that can help you achieve those goals. Because look, SAP, yes, they have their own marketing. They have their own social media. They have their own everything in regards to their marketing and communications. But then equally, McKinsey and Company do too. Deloitte do too. Accenture do as well. And then so does Ford. So if you've got these two segments here, marketing, SAP's product, that brand awareness, that advertising, that message is being received by, in a way that SAP couldn't have done by itself. And that's what I'm talking about. So that's an example of really big businesses, right? But this covers the entire spectrum. You know, on one side, let's look at the really far end of the spectrum, right? Let's financial institutions, okay? So let's call these banks. Okay, and on the other side, let's call them influencers, right? And in between, you've got restaurants, you've got manufacturing, you've got merchandising companies, you've got all these different businesses in between. And this is just one example of what a spectrum could be, right? So it's not the end all be all, but that, the way that works, leveraging relationships, working with distribution channels that are basically harmonious for everyone involved. That exists everywhere here in business, absolutely everywhere. Now, okay, here's an example with influencers, right? If an influencer or a podcaster has, let's say, 500,000 followers, okay? So 500,000 followers, that's their audience. That's what that represents here. And then they meet someone in a technology space, right? Someone who deals with space, for instance. Maybe they interview a CEO like Elon Musk, okay? They interview that person or the influencer's talking to them. Now what's happening is their audience is now, they're having access to a whole new audience. They're serving their original audience with this new interaction, this new conversation, but they're also accessing the celebrity, the audience of the other individual. So if two podcasters are talking, or two influencers are talking, or if an influencer is talking to a specific celebrity or someone who's notable, they're accessing this huge audience. Now what's happening is this audience becomes one. They're actually getting bigger. And that's a person like Elon Musk in space. Now, let's say they meet someone else, let's say in the fitness industry or movie actor or something. Now they've got another huge audience that they're now tapping into. And of course, all of these entities are benefiting from each other's audiences that are building up over time. That's another example of how you can leverage relationships. And this is, again, I mean, in a sense, they are kind of like distribution partners in a way, because what's happening is if you're product placing, if you're trying to sell something, if it's not just a conversation, but there's other ways that you're making money through it, your audiences are becoming huge. If the actor's promoting a movie, or if the other person is promoting a message, or if the podcaster itself or herself or himself have a specific product or some kind of a ebook or something that they're trying to pitch on that day, or if they're being paid to have something placed within that scene, if they're being, you know, they're actually going to get paid more. And that's a great example. But the same thing works with banks. They're working exactly the same way. Here's an example of an initial public offering, an IPO. We've all heard about those, right? Let me break that down to you, because it all works the same. If, let's look at this cloud, right? The market, the stock market. You have all the different stocks out there, right? You've got Apple, you've got Microsoft. If we just pick, so this is the stock market, let's call that. You pick one stock and it's on the NASDAQ, that's the market. It's Microsoft, okay? How does that it doesn't just get listed. You know, there's an actual sequence, there's a way in which all these financial companies are making so much money, right? That stock, that company, that Microsoft stock, they classify as the issuer. So they're entity number one, okay? It's kind of like the Oracle in that previous example. Morgan Stanley is the originating agent. So what they are is the company, the financial institution that is taking Microsoft, the stock itself, to market. Now it's become available to basically have people come and buy into it, but that doesn't just sit there like that. They need ways in which to force feed the market. They want to get the message out there as fast as humanly possible to have the widest reach as possible. And so what they do is they syndicate with other banks, right? So you can call these guys the exclusive partners who get the contract, yeah? So they get the exclusive contract from Morgan Stanley. There you go, Credit Suisse, Alex Brown, for example. And they are now able to push, really, really, really push this stock out. Now, ideally, they're going to be selling to institutional accredited investors. So either they're hedge funds buying them, other financial institutions buying the stock, accredited investors, so people who have a lot of money, and retail investors, your everyday investor. So what's happening here is you've got Microsoft going through Morgan Stanley, leaning on Credit Suisse and Alex Brown. They're going through now what's called broker dealers. These are other companies. And you could have tens, twenties, hundreds of these broker dealers who are now utilizing their armies, and I say thousands of financial advisors right here. These financial advisors, these are your soldiers on the street. They're the ones who are really hitting the streets. They're going out there and they're talking to all these different investors. Anyone who's got an IRA, or anyone who's sitting there not knowing what to do with their inheritance money they've just got, they go into and they speak to a financial planner, a financial advisor. This is the chain. The financial advisor's got the products, the menu of different investment options. Microsoft's one of them, of course. from their broker dealer. Their broker dealer got that from their syndicate partner. Their syndicate partner got that through the originating agent. And of course, that all came from the issuer back at Microsoft. This is another example of how all of these companies, they stand on their own two feet, right? These financial advisors, they work for themselves. Each and every single one of these companies have their own advertising. They have their own strategies for building their own brand as independent entities. But as far as the big moves concerned, this is an example how these companies are working together in this distribution chain, in this what looks like a pyramid, right? Looks like a, you could say it's an MLM because they're marketing this one product through each other and everyone's getting a cut. There's a way that everyone is going to be paid to sell this Microsoft stock, you know, and equally, if you go back a little bit here and we look at Oracle, we look at this chain where everyone here, Oracle being the, you could say the original product, everyone in this chain is being paid by the clients, by the customers.